Hello and welcome to the Mercenary Star Podcast. My name is Seth, also known as White Fox SG, and I hope that you are having a fantastic day today. We have a very special episode today, all about Gen Con 2024. That's right, folks. Episode 16 of the Mercenary Star Podcast, and I'm going solo today, but talking about Gen Con. And so just wanted to get it out there. It's been a month. I was super busy when I got back from Gen Con, and then I was sick. And also just having a little trouble getting things together and getting motivated. But I'm back, and I'm here, and I'm ready. So, so here we are, episode 16. And super excited. Gen Con was amazing. It was my first Gen Con, and so I'm going to go over everything about it, how I got there, did I get to do any events, did I get any swag, who I got to meet, and so yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, and so yeah, let's get into it, shall we? So let's do that. All right, well, first of all, if I got to see you at Gen Con, if I got to meet you, thank you for shaking my hand, giving me a hug, taking a sticker, because I did all those things with a bunch of people. And I'm going to try to list as many people as I can remember later, but I'll probably forget some people, so I apologize. But before we get into that, first, if you don't have some place to get your BattleTech swag, check out Fortress Games and Minis. It's a great website. They have everything you need, and you should have seen the ad spot at the beginning. We'll show it again later as well, but definitely check them out. They are a show sponsor, and we love them. They're awesome. Always really good, fast shipping, and Bobby's amazing, so... but yeah, let's get into Gen Con. So, how did I get to go to Gen Con, you ask? If you know me, you would know, or I've probably told you, that my anniversary with my wife is on August 2nd. And so Gen Con is always right there. And so I don't even try to ask to go to Gen Con, because it's normally during this, it's a special time. I need to make sure that I'm honoring my wife, and that making sure that she feels loved and appreciated. But this year was the 40th anniversary of BattleTech, and so I cashed in all my wife points, and probably to a negative balance by the end of the trip. But I was able to go, got permission really early, not just because of the fact that my wife and I were going to make plans for later in the year, but also because I was able to arrange my trip to Gen Con with an organization called Love Thy Nerd. If you have not heard me talk about them, Love Thy Nerd is an awesome organization. They exist to love and serve our nerdy neighbors, and so what they do is they go to cons and help companies there, especially like at Gen Con, for example. We went with a company called Allplay, and we helped run their demos all week. And so I got to go with them. It helped cover my ticket for the entire week at Gen Con, and helped cover my housing. So was very fortunate to go with them. Love Thy Nerd. I love Thy Nerd. They're amazing. LTN. Some great friends there. And so that was how I got to go. What that meant, because I was helping demo games all week, is that I didn't get as much time throughout the rest of the week to do any events, any big events anyway. And then my, half of every day was serving with them. Not a problem. Like I said, I totally enjoyed it. And because this was my first Gen Con, I really was just there to experience Gen Con and meet people and hang out. And so I got to do that a little bit. I got to meet a lot of people, but I didn't get to hang out as much as I would have liked. And so hopefully in the future, I'll be able to go to some other cons, maybe Adepticon. That's one I would really like to get to. And then also KSAG, if you're familiar with Wolfnet, Wolfnet Radio Podcast. They're kind of getting their own BattleTech event slash tournament up in Minnesota in the Twin Cities area. And might try to get up there sometime. Meanwhile, PAX would always be fun to go to. And there's others. Southern Assault, definitely would like to try to get to Southern Assault at some point. Our show sponsor is a big sponsor for them. And then also I have other friends of the show and other podcasts there as well. So yeah, I'd love to get there. But all that being said, I got to go with Love Thy Nerd, but I drove 11 hours. So if you drove further than that, let me know in the comments or on social media, because I would be genuinely curious who drove farther than 11 hours. Maybe some of the Colorado guys. I don't know how long your trip was. But it really wasn't that bad of a drive. And I got to catch up on all my BattleTech podcasts, which was great. So yeah, got to do that and got to be there for the 40th anniversary of BattleTech. So let's see, did I get to do any events? Yes, but not hardly any. I got to do two things while I was there. One BattleTech related. I finally played Alpha Strike. That's right. I'm a big classic guy. Have been since I started playing in late 80s, early 90s. And I've been wanting to play some BattleTech Alpha Strike, and I just hadn't had an opportunity, or I hadn't created an opportunity, let's be honest. But I got to play. I roped a friend of mine in, Jeff, to play in the Alpha Strike Academy so that he could learn to play and I could learn to play. And so we got some generic tickets and I got to go. And then on top of that, I have another podcast with Jeff about TTRPGs called the RPG Rundown. And I got to go play the Stormlight RPG, aka Cosmere RPG. If you know what the Stormlight Archive is, it's a series of books from Brandon Sanderson. They were giving demos and we got really lucky. We got built some relationships with some of the devs there and got to get in to a special demo of that, and that was awesome. So other than that, I was actually interrupting everyone else's events when I was trying to meet people in the BattleTech play area. So apologies for any distractions I caused, but it was the time that I had to go meet people was during events, so I got to go and I just walked through the play area and got to meet a bunch of people, or in the Catalyst booth. Gosh, I feel like I'm talking fast, so I apologize for that. But we're going to get into more than that here in just a second. Let's see. I'm going to, let's go over to the presentation so I can start showing you some of my pictures. Because I did get over to the CGL booth. I got just a little bit of swag. I went. Thankfully, I got my Kickstarter box right before Gen Con. So I felt like, you know what? I don't need to buy anything. I just got a whole bunch of stuff. There's a couple things I wanted to get, and so I did get those. I wanted to get some 40th anniversary stuff. I also wanted to get the BattleTech Universe book. That's right. Because I've been waiting for it for a long time and I did not get it in my Kickstarter. So I had to pick that up. And then I got some 40th anniversary dice. Yeah, they look awesome. So, and I'll show those off a little bit too, but it's a really cool set there. But let's get into my presentation screen so that I can show off all my fun stuff. Let's see here. All right. So, I didn't get as many pictures as I wanted, unfortunately, because meeting a lot of people while they're playing events didn't really lend itself to taking photos with everybody that I got to meet. However, I'm going to show you off the pictures that I did have. It's going to be fun. So, yeah. First of all, on the slide for this, on the title screen for this episode, you'll notice the really cool artwork, resin artwork that has the mercenaries image on it, with the banshee and stalker and from the Eridani light horse. And it was really cool. It was there in the Catalyst booth, and so I really enjoyed seeing that in person. But yeah, let's get into more of it there. So the very first day of Gen Con, after working, you know, demoing the games all morning, I immediately went to the Catalyst booth because I wanted to pick up the aforementioned Universe book. And I definitely needed to make sure that I got it because I was worried they were going to run out. So, I was worried it was going to run out. So I went to the CGL booth and so got some pictures there. As far as those first couple days, they actually had a really long line, but it was moving really quickly. Thanks in part to the system they had in place to get into the CGL area. And that's where I met this guy in person. If you know Jason Hanza, one of the BattleTech authors, I had the pleasure of having him join me here on the podcast talking about the Screaming Eagles and his book that is now out, A Skullical Foxes. But he was handing out the numbers for when you got to get into the Catalyst booth. And they had a really cool system where you basically got one of these cards and it was a color and a number. And so you got whatever number that was, and you didn't actually have to stay in line. You could actually run off, go around, and you came back, and then if your number was ahead of the next person in line, you got to automatically get in. So I liked that because it was pretty hectic on the floor there in Gen Con. But yeah, it was awesome meeting him. Thanks, Jason, for the photo. And so yeah, that was fun. Once I got to the front of the line, because of the system they had, I did wait a little bit, but you know, it was okay because it wasn't that long, honestly. And also, fun story, while I'm standing there, the person taking the cards was Michael Stackpole, which if you can't see, he's in the bottom right corner on the YouTube. If you're watching YouTube, he's in the bottom right corner in the mask there. And so I got to meet him, which I have been a fan of his since early on. Obviously his BattleTech books, his Star Wars books. So it was really cool to meet him and chat with him. And so standing in line and letting people who kept walking up come in to the CGL booth, I actually got to talk to him for far longer than I probably would have. So that was really cool. I really like some of his other books. He has a fantasy series that is older, but it's his own world, and so, yeah, love that. But anyway, I got to talk to him, so that was a lot of fun. Another shot of the Catalyst booth here. They had a massive presence, and so that was really cool to see right in the front doors. I really liked that. Not just Battletech, although the main area was Battletech. They had a big section for their board games and a big section for Shadowrun. And then also they had some stuff for the Voltron RPG, which they're doing, and some other stuff. So let's see. They had an awesome setup in the booth done by CSO artists. It was, I believe it was a fight between, I'm not sure the units, but I believe it was made to represent the Federated Suns retaking New Avalon. I think I heard somebody say that. If I'm wrong, correct me in the comments or in Discord or something. But yeah, got some really cool photos of that. It was a really awesome display. Tried to get some. The drop ship dropping off some of the mechs was really cool. And yeah, done by the CSO artists. So all of them were just amazing paint jobs. So yeah, I got to check that out. Also, all the new sculpts looked really good. But yeah, loved that. Once again, there's the artwork for, if you're listening to the episode, I apologize for some of these descriptions of things that are on the YouTube channel. So definitely be sure to go check it out, my pictures on the YouTube channel. But I did get to see the, like I said, the big resin art piece that was done for both that and for Shadowrun. Both of them are really cool. Much bigger than I expected as well. So, so yeah. Let's see. Let's see what's next here. They also had in their big display cases, they had some of the items that were upcoming, some of them from the Kickstarter that they were not selling, some of them that some people, they had things for sale there that were kind of from the Kickstarter, but I feel like most of it was things that you could have ordered in the Kickstarter, but they weren't actually part of the Kickstarter, like the Universe book. They did have, that one's, you know, kind of iffy, so I know some people are a little bit upset about that one. There was also, I think, one of the Star League box sets, Force Packs. I didn't even know it was there, and so that was, you know, I missed that one. But they had some awesome, you know, larger 3D prints of, there was an Atlas and, oh my gosh, now I've forgotten the mech that's next to it there. Somebody in the comments will correct me. I did know it when I was showing it off in one of the other, things. But yeah, they were very cool and very well painted, obviously, by some more CSO artists. So, they also had a Hotspot Hinterlands book to show off. They were not selling that. They had the Force, what are they called now? Force Manuals? I can't remember what they're called now. But they had both House Krita and House Davion manuals. They did have them for sale. They showed off some of the other mechs that were coming, coming soon. And so those were really cool to see, those upcoming sculpts. I did also wander over to the play area more than I went to the CGL booth. I went to the CGL booth twice, maybe three times over the course of the con, but pretty much every day I would try to go by the play area and say hi to people. And like I said, I didn't get to play a whole lot, but I definitely tried to go make sure I met everybody that I knew was there. If I didn't know you were there and I missed you, I apologize. We'll go over that in a second. But they had a massive area, and it was also right by one of the entrances to the to the center there. So it was kind of, far from the show floor and the CGL booth, but it was close to the entrance. A bunch of people were seeing it as they came in. But yeah, let's see. There was a whole bunch of events going on. Like I said, I didn't quite get to join all of them. I would have liked to have joined a few more of them, but unfortunately, that did not happen. Let's see. I got to meet most of the people from BattleTech were here when I got to see them, other than some on the first day. I'll go ahead and talk about those. And again, I apologize if we met and I shook your hand and I forget to name your name. Please let me know in the comments or on social media, and I'll give you a shout out next time. Because like I said, I do want to remember that. But first and foremost, I don't have a picture of him, but Kaz, fan of the show and friend of a bunch of the podcasts, awesome guy. He made shirts, which you may be seeing me wearing here. It says, "I woke up and chose violence," with the Wolfnet logo there. Because he heard one of the guys on the Wolfnet podcast say that and thought it was funny. But he also customized it. And so he had asked me, you know, for my shirt size, which I thought was a little weird. But I was like, okay. I had no expectations. And so having one of these customized with my name on it, hopefully you can see that, was an awesome surprise. And so Kaz, thank you very much. It was great to meet you. And, yeah, wish I could have chatted more, but you were in the middle of the game, as almost everyone was when I came by and distracted you all. So, but let's see, actually the night before, everything started. And of course I didn't get pictures with anybody. But I did get to meet up with Charles Gideon and Chandler because they were hanging out in one of the pre-meetings. They were hanging out in the hall waiting for the CGL demo team meeting to finish. And then once the meeting finished, I got to finally meet in person Ben Bourbon. Awesome to meet you, sir. And Aaron and Andrew Cole. You guys are awesome. You definitely helped pull me back into BattleTech when I was coming back into it with Wolfnet, and as well as Matt Bloodbath Barons. And then I can't remember if I met Mario that first night. If I didn't then, I don't think I did. I definitely met him the next day because I remember interrupting his game as well. But gosh, all you guys are so tall, okay? I mean, I'm kind of short, but I'm not that short. I'm like average height, but oh man, all you guys are like close to 6 foot or taller. And so, but it's okay. I'm totally used to it. And it was awesome to get to meet all of you and then come bug you several times throughout the rest of the week. So yeah, I got to meet them and hang out with them for a little bit the night before the con actually started. But then I did get to meet them, obviously, Aaron, coach, had the bunny ears on there. I did get a picture with him. Let's see. There we go. So if you're watching the YouTube, once again, coach and I, having a little selfie there. I actually probably talked to Andrew more than I did Aaron, but I didn't get a picture with him because he was sitting down doing a bunch of stuff for all the 350 tournaments they were doing. Got to meet his daughter as well. Lovely to meet you, and hope you enjoyed your Gen Con experience as well. I think that's, if I'm not mistaken, Sean Goolsby in the bright orange there. Did get to meet him as well. Let's see. Also, obviously, I got to meet Mario, Brute, got to meet Tommy, Silent, Sea Raven, Derek, I already knew you, but I saw you there, and it was good to see you again. I got to meet Ronald Baker and get one of the mobile HQ stickers as well. I also got to meet Brent Evans in the Catalyst booth that first day. That was awesome. I got to sit and chat with him. He was super, super nice, you know. And yeah, Brent, if you're listening, appreciate the conversations. It was awesome. But yeah, so also over by the play area, they did have the really cool MechWarrior pods. I did not want to wait in line because both times that I went over there, the line was 50 people deep. And so I did not end up getting to do, to play in them, which I'm a little bummed because it's always been a dream. I remember hearing about them when they came out, you know, way back in the day. But I did get to peek inside, take a picture. They're very cool. And yeah, they were constantly busy, which was really cool to see. Amazing paint jobs as well in the play area. There's some here. I don't know who these winners are, but I took pictures of them in the booth, in the glass case over in the play area. So let me know if you painted them, or if you know who did, and I'd love to give credit to them. So, but yeah, even though these are some incredible paint jobs, if you're just getting into BattleTech, don't be intimidated. Slapping some paint on mechs is way easier, in my opinion, than doing it for 40K or Warhammer or D&D characters. Yeah, I feel like robots are a little easier to paint, but definitely give it a go. But yeah, I loved all of these mechs. The Black Knight won Best in Show. It was like a really cool blue and purple paint scheme. There was a Executioner that won second place. It was very cool. Had a red and gray paint scheme, and then they painted the face, which was awesome. And then there was a Highlander with a sword that won third place, and it was looked really good. So, but like I did mention, I did get to play one event, so I did get to play some BattleTech, but it was only about an hour or so. And it was the Alpha Strike Academy. And I got to do that with my friend Jeff. Jeff, like I said, is my co-host on the RPG Rundown podcast that I do, where we cover a bunch of TTRPGs. But I've been bugging him to get into BattleTech, and I got him to play. And so it was a lot of fun sitting down with him. You know, having come from Classic, it was definitely pretty easy for me to pick it up, which was useful because it was hard to hear from all the people that were in line for the mech pods. And at one point I could tell there's two new people who were also learning in the academy next to me, and they were right on the edge, and I could tell they were getting frustrated. They could not hear the instructions. And so we definitely, you know, politely but, you know, firmly told everyone in line to be quiet so we could hear. But no, it was a lot of fun. I played as the Capellans. Jeff played as House Merrick. And so, yeah, it was really cool. And it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. I definitely am going to play some more Alpha Strike. So, but yeah, I did end up winning against Jeff, but he was hooked, and he pretty much immediately went, and they actually had a coupon in the Gen Con. There was like a Gen Con coupon book, and they had a coupon for 50% off of the starter box from the Catalyst Game Labs booth. But because it was so popular, they ran out, and they started honoring it for the Essentials box. One, which I was surprised to see, since it had been a Target exclusive, I'm assuming that Target exclusive deal is over and they can sell it now. But Jeff picked that up, and I was like, bro, you scored. This is a great box set. Also, it has a coupon in there for the CGL's website, so you can get even more stuff. So, yeah. But no, it was a lot of fun. And, you know, definitely going to be playing some more Alpha Strike locally here. So, let's see. Day two, I don't feel like I met anyone new because I didn't have as much time in the Battletech area. But days 3 and 4 kind of blended together in my mind. And seeing as how it's been a month. And I did get to go and meet some other of the authors. I did not get to the author signing. That was sad. But it was, again, during the time that I was working. And so, but I did get some of the artist signatures in my universe book, actually, which was pretty awesome. So I know it's not everyone. I would love to get more people to sign this later. But I got Anthony Scroggins. I got, let's see. I got to meet Anthony Scroggins, Bishop Steiner, and Eldonius Rex. They were signing some stuff in the CGL booth. I got to meet them. Awesome to meet all of them. And, you know, their artwork is fantastic. Let's see. Also got to meet Michael Ciaravella. And he was actually hanging out doing some stuff for the Voltron RPG. But I got to meet him. And I'm pretty sure it was, is it Jeremy? I'm not sure if it's Jeremy. I apologize. But JP Arbiter, got to meet him. Nice to meet you. Hope you were having a good time. Got to meet Lauren Coleman, of course, another author, longtime, you know, fan of Battletech, you know, novels and stuff. Randall Bills. Tuck Davian, another fellow Oklahoma Battletech content creator. Uncle Mark from Wolfnet. I love you, man. You're awesome. Thank you for hanging out and talking to Jeff and I for a while we were waiting around to play in the Alpha Strike Academy. It was amazing to talk to him. Yeah, it was good to see him as well. Having been, you know, in the trenches together in 3rd Battalion of Wolfnet, 3rd Bat, Best Bat, which I still need a patch for that, by the way. But yeah, it was awesome to meet Uncle Mark. Also in the Alpha Strike Academy, like I said, there was two new people next to Jeff and I, Jason and Zach. You guys are awesome. We ended up talking to them for 45 minutes after the Academy, brand new Battletech players. And so, having Jeff talk to them and how excited he was about it, and then me being able to talk to them, I think really got them hyped up. They were coming from X-Wing and Warhammer, and they had already bought several box sets from CGL. And so we're super excited to get playing. If you guys hear this, definitely let me know what you've played so far. I want to know. Sent them some links to some resources as well. And so always cool to get some new people involved in Battletech. Yeah. Also, on day 4, I got to meet the Of Mechs and Men crew. And you guys are awesome. You know, big hugs all around, but Kanan and Brent and Aaron, you guys are awesome. Kanan came with his family. His son stabbed me many times with his plastic knife. it was awesome. You know, definitely gave me fond memories of my own kids when they were that young. But no, it was really cool to see them, and got to meet and take some pictures with them. They're like some of the only people that I got to take pictures with, which was awesome. And sad, like I said, I wish I had been able to take pictures with more people, but everyone was playing games. So I'm going to have to make it to some other event so that way we can get more pictures together and hang out. I did pass out a bunch of Mercenary Star Podcast stickers. And so, you know, I don't know. Let's see. I think I ordered 100. I gave out at least 75 or 80, I think. So that was awesome. Also got a ton of stickers, got of Mexican men. I did also get some other stuff that I got to show off in a second, but got some amazing stickers that I'll try to show off some of them here in a second. Also to Kevin Witt, Bushido, you know, it was awesome to get to meet you in person and your son. He's doing, he's an amazing CSO artist, but he has started streaming on Twitch. So definitely go check him out. We're getting way more painting streams from him and from Arclight Minis, which I didn't get to meet, but, check them both out. They're amazing. So yeah, got to meet them, got some good photos as well by the CGL booth. So we had a good backdrop. Once again, there's my 40th anniversary dice and proof. I had to show off proof. My first roll with them, my first roll was to 12. That's got to count for something. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. Overall, my Gen Con experience was incredible. Absolutely loved it. I'm glad I got to go. Like I said, I really wish I'd been able to hang out more, but at the same time, I don't know how I would have been able to with as much went on during Gen Con. So, like I said, I also got like the MHQ podcast sticker. Bam, showing it off on the stream here. Got Bushido's sticker, which is awesome and holographic. I am now powered by a Vlar 300 engine. If you know, you know. But, you know, that also is registered Battlefield Salvage. Which, this is a massive sticker, guys. I love it, though. Also got the, of course, of Mechs and Men stickers. Which I'm pretty sure they gave me, like, 10 of them. So I got to pass those around locally. And, It was overall just a fantastic experience. I'm so glad that I got to be there for the 40th anniversary. speaking of, I did get to shake hands with Brent and Randall and got the 40th anniversary patch. That's right. The Operation Reunification World Tour 2024. Got that. Super excited about that. And so, yeah, it was great. I just, you know, am so thankful for getting to meet everybody there. And then again, I know I met more people than that, but those were all the people that I, you know, I've known before and that I got to meet. I know I met more of you. Please let me know in the comments or in Discord or on social media, X, Instagram, whatever. Let me know. And that way I can definitely give you a shout out. Because I know I met more people and passed out stickers to more people. But yeah. So, but I think that's about it for this Gen Con episode. You know, like I said, I really just wanted a chance to kind of show off the pictures, talk about everyone that I met. You guys are all amazing and loved getting to shake hands, give a hug, because I'm just, you know, we're all in this together, right? We all are fans of Big Stompy Robots and like to see it grow. And so thanks for being awesome. Yeah. But I think I'm going to go ahead and end the Gen Con episode. There was, you know, I did get more swag that was not Battletech related. I got some, Stormlight RPG, AKA Cosmo RPG. I got some minis and some dice from them. I did get a Warcrow con exclusive mini that I'm really excited about. And then I got some other like promo cards and pins and stickers and dice for other, you know, RPG stuff. So it was a great experience. Got to hang out, meet lots of people, and definitely got me more excited to grow the Mercenary Star podcast and the channel on YouTube. Already, you know, did the unboxing for my Kickstarter, but I'll have, you know, the other unboxing videos coming soon of the individual force packs and the Mercenaries box itself. And so, yeah, looking forward to create more content around all of this. And also, too, I can tell you the next episode is going to be the first Somerset Strikers. That's right. I've got Brent from Of Mechs and Men coming on. It's going to be a lot of fun. And since I have my Kickstarter, I have the box set force pack to show off. So much, you know, the sculpts are amazing. The nostalgia is real for the cartoon. Brent and I both are going back and watching the cartoon for for the episode. So if you haven't watched it, go check out the BattleTech cartoon. They're all on YouTube under Helm Memory Core, I believe, which was by the Renegade HPG. So definitely check that out. And yeah. Also, too, if you have not yet, please give me a like and subscribe on the video. I would love to connect with you, so shoot me a comment. Hit me up on social media, and that way we can chat about your favorite mercenary company, your favorite Gen Con experience, any of those things. I'd really like to know. So, let me know in the comments or on social media. Anyway, love you guys. Hope that you have a fantastic rest of your day, and I look forward to getting back into the swing of the mercenaries. And I've got a still a long list to go through, although they won't be probably as big and prolific as some of the others as we start to get into the smaller units, but I'm just as excited about them. So be sure to join us for those. So once again, make sure that you check out Fortress Miniatures and Games. They are awesome and have everything you need for your, whether it's terrain or paint or minis, they'll get you hooked up. So, but yeah, thanks for watching. Good night. God bless.